God is no responder of persons. God is no responder of persons. We may think of the pious, we may think of the religious, we may think of the people who are beneficial people to the world, and we think, well, surely, of all the people who would have the blessings of God, who would have the benefits of God, these people would. Well, to a degree, yes, and to a larger degree, even no. God is no responder of persons. If you're rich, that doesn't make any difference. The thing is, when you're rich, you use principle. And principle is for rich, but it may only be for wealth. When you're poor, you use principle too. And it may only be saying, I do not have. I am poor. I do not have. I am without. You can be famous. Oh, so famous. We've known many wonderful famous people and many not so wonderful famous people, but fame does not make you something that God responds to. Having fame is quite unimportant because, one thing, you have fame in the outer world. You have fame in the world, and what about that inner self? Is an ill person a better responder to God than another? No, because again, we are using principle. We are using the law of cause and effect to bring about our illness. We are saying, I am ill. We are saying, I have a body that is less than perfect. I do not have my original purity and integrity. Oh, my goodness sakes, we say those things. And we mean them. We mean them because we have the appearance of an ill body, an ill life. The powerful people, surely, God responds to them in very wonderful ways because they're powerful. They have control of countries, of control of industries, control of people. Not really. Once again, power comes from the use of principle, the use of the rules. Now, when you're unhappy, why should you be unhappy? No one deserves to be unhappy, but we choose to be unhappy because we choose not to like ourselves. We choose not to do the things that make us feel fulfilled and make us feel wonderful. And therein, we don't feel wonderful. We don't feel fulfilled. Oh, look at the talented people. Aren't they wonderful? The talented musicians and the talented artists, the talented writers, the talented parents who are such excellent parents, the talented people in government who are so powerful and wonderful in running their nation's government, or their city, or their county, or whatever degree of governing. They may be so talented in doing their work, in doing their genius, and that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But think about it. That talent, anyone can have, because everyone has these talents. They may not have developed them. They may not have taken those talents and used skill to bring them forth. But those who do are respected for their talent. But their respect does not come because they have the talent. It does not come because they have the genius better than anybody else. It comes to them because they use the principle, and the law of cause and effect brings about for the highest and best when it is used. What about unbalanced people? Unbalanced people sure shake you up. You look at an unbalanced person and you say, my goodness sakes, why is it that older people, the first thing they do is they find it difficult to walk on a roof, or they find it difficult to climb a ladder? That's just a lack of balance. That's a lack of balance that we maintain in ourselves. Little children have exquisite balance. They can walk on anything virtually. In tightrope, they could probably walk on the line that is held for tightrope walkers. They have wonderful balance. Balance is something that God does not respect us for. That's just part of our original purity and integrity That's just part of the original design of this human body to be in balance. The balance is in our ears, it's in our head, it's in our body, it's in our thought. That's where it is totally. And God is no responder of people who have fantastic balance, but rather of beings who live in a balanced life. Now, if you're frustrated, why are you frustrated? You're frustrated because you don't understand. It's not because you cannot do or not because somebody else is doing something to you. You don't understand what's going on in your world. And the minute you stop allowing yourself to be frustrated and start saying to yourself, I understand. Start saying to yourself, all is in divine order. Start saying to yourself, all the rules and the laws and the principles, I understand them, and I use them wisely and well now. That's all. Then the frustration goes away. Because frustration comes out of lack of understanding. Now we look at some people and say, oh my, they are so wonderful, they are so humble, they are so fantastic. We look at them and we think, wow, what glorious people, what fantastic, humble people. And we think, wow, could I only be like them? Well, you can't be like them. A humble person is not a person who thinks that he can't do something. A humble person is not a person who thinks that somebody else is better than they are or they're better than someone else. A humble person is just a person who knows that he is divine and he is created by the infinite and he is the infinite and he does all those things right now. A weak person, we think, surely God has a response to them to help them along the way. No. To the poor, that little they have is taken away from them. To the weak, that little strength that they have is taken away from them. Why? Because they are not using the law of cause and effect. They're not using the principle from the highest. They're feeling inferior and incapable and irresponsible. And when they feel that way, when they feel this sincerity or lack of sincerity, they are not living by all the rules, all the laws, the principle that is from the highest. When our thought is stayed on the divine, we are responded to by the divine. When our thought is stayed upon the limitation or the lack of our genius or the lack of anything, then that's where we are. As we think about the devil, all that we understand the devil to be is who we are. When we think about God, when we live in the divine, all is in divine order. When we live in that consciousness, then that's where everything is. Thoughts stayed on the divine are the revelation of our truth. And then God is in us, through us, around us, about us. It's not that we're having God outside of us approve or disapprove us. It's God inside of us approving and disapproving us. But God inside of us does not disapprove of us. God inside of us cannot force us to do anything. God inside of us cannot force us to be happy, to be sad, to be good, to be bad. God inside of us cannot force anything. It merely is there for us to take, to claim, to enjoy, to use in every possible way. And we ask ourselves, are we enjoying it? Are we using it? Are we claiming it? Are we taming it, naming it? Are we enjoying it every whit? And then if we can answer yes to that, then you can be sure that God is no responder of persons, but God is a responder of God. God is a responder of God. And as we know that the divinity dwells within us, if we know the kingdom of heaven is within us, as we know that all the rules and all the laws and all the principles that there are all from the highest and they are within us, and when our thought is stayed on the divine, then God and we are one and can do all things now and enjoy all things now and delight in all things now and be happy in all things now, because that's all that matters and that's all there is. Are you ready for such a wonderful, fulfilling, rewarding experience today? You can be. It's up to you how you want to live your life. It's up to me how I want to live my life. Thought stayed on the divine is allowing itself to reveal all the riches, the famous, the powerful, the talented, the respected, the humble, the sincere. Thought stayed on the divine, on the laws and the rules and the principle for our highest, is revealed in and through us as our divinity now. Enjoy that by claiming it, by naming it, and by delighting in it, for it is yours now. I love you. I love you. I love you.